This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We are up to Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, but we are in the middle of the Bir Halacha about the various Chiyuvim and the precedent of which Chiyuv comes first. So what we're going to do today is we're going to continue in that Bir Halacha. Just a brief review. The Seder of Chiyuvim that the Gabbai is Mechuyuv to command, to give precedence to one over another, is based on Takanois and Hanhagois Shehenhigu Rabbeinu HaGadolim. I'm now paraphrasing from the Bir Halacha on Siman Kuf Lamed Vav. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, based it on the Levush and the Magen Avram. So just to quickly review what we learned so far, a chasan on the day of his chuppah, a chasan on the Shabbos before the chasana, the afruf, a kid that became a bar mitzvah that Shabbos, a husband of a woman who gave birth, on the Shabbos she goes to shul, a chasan after the chasana, a yardside on Shabbos, sheyimeis by ava ve'imai, the father of a male child on the Shabbos before the Mila, and some say even the Mayel and the Sandak. Those are all the Chiyuvim. Presumably, not only are those the Chiyuvim, but that's also the order. In other words, the order that the Chafetz Chaim lists them in, that's the order of the Chiyuvim. But we also learned, a chasan b'yom chupasai, that's only when the chuppah is that day, and he is the first of all the chiyuvim. He would even take precedence over a kid who became a bar mitzvah by b'yayim. Certainly, it would come before a yard site. A kid that became a bar mitzvah that week, if he's a member, he is the first of all the chiyuvim. It's interesting, when it comes to the chasan, the Bir Halacha does not bring in membership. Only when it comes to the bar mitzvah. By the way, says the Halacha, he is a chiyuv, this nar shenas bar mitzvah isa shavua, except for chasan shemezamrim lai, except for someone whose afrofit is shu shavalai, and they make a girl. If the kid is not a member, even though there's a chiyuv to call him up, he's not doicha any members who have other chiyuvim. A chasan at the afrof, is also kaidem all the chiyuvim. So chasan b'shabbos kaidem achasna is kaidem l'chol achiyuvim. Even if, let's say, he's going to go far away to have the chasana, so to speak, a different week. Okay, we're now on page 38. We're on the third line from the top in the Bir Halacha. Okay, we're continuing now. V'im haya hachasan savar shatia hachasana b'shavua zeh. If the chasan thought that the chasan would be this week, so he made an afruf. And then the shver said, no, I have a nicer haul. We're going to do it a different week. Now, I don't envy this chasan that they pulled that on him. But for whatever reason, the chasan is going to be a different week. So then is he a chiyuv again the next Shabbos? It all depends whether he wants them to sing for him. If they want him to sing him to shul, yeah, how do you say that in Yiddish? Bagleit? What's the way to say it? Okay, you sing and sing.
Bagleiten.
Bagleiten. Who said that? Usher. Okay, you sound like you know your Yiddish. If he wants to... Is that a verb? Is that a noun? Bagleiten.
Bagleiten, I think it means to escort.
Okay. If he wants that ritual, im roitza shizam lo shenis, hu chiv le kroisas. He's a chiv again. Ve'im lav, ein a chiv. Misha yichasunosam yem revi ve'elach. If your wedding is from Wednesday and on, then you're a chiv the following Shabbos. Hu chiv b'shabbos sha'achrav. He would push off the chiyuv of a yardside and the aviyah ben. V'davka shu bachor oy shenasa basula. The chiyuv of an afrof is only if it's the guy's first time getting married or he's marrying a girl who has never married before. V'imlav ein chiyuv. Otherwise, he's not a chiyuv. So if you have a guy, if they're both zivug sheni, then the afrof is not a chiyuv. Umi she'ishto he'lechzeh v'esgneses hu koydim l'chosan zeh. Someone who's had a baby and now his wife is going to shul for the first time, he takes precedence even over a bachor shenasa besula who got married on a Wednesday and on and is a chi of the following Shabbos. By the way, the Be'er Halacha is mashma, the chi of an afrof is only for getting married in the beginning of the week. What about calling up a chassan on a Monday or a Thursday if he's getting married? No, that's not a chiyuv. If it's not boy b'yoyim, Rav Chaim Knievsky says it's not a chiyuv. Ubachur shenasa basula. Koydim l'mi shenasa almana. A bachur who's marrying a basula takes precedence over a son who's marrying an almana. Va'almana L'chalutza grusha. Son marrying an amana takes precedence over son marrying a chalutza and a grusha. Yard side hu chiyuv. V'nidcha mibnei shar chiyuvim. A yard side is a chiyuv, but is the weakest of all the chiyuvim. That's probably why he goes to the bakery and brings baked goods, because he's trying to bolster his claim on the aliyah. And you know what? He does a very good job. People take a step back. However, halachically, he has very weak standing. A yardside is pushed away from any chiyuv. Even a guy, he had a girl 4 months ago, and his wife finally got her act together and showed up in the shul in the morning. He pushes off, except for koydem chutz mi-chiyuv aviyah yele koydem amila. Except for even weaker than him is the father of a baby before the mila. Because as important as it is to get an aliyah before the bris, even more important is to get the aliyah when the wife goes to shul. And this is a very tread upon halacha, where people don't realize the ikar chiyuv of getting an aliyah when you have a baby is when the wife goes to shul to answer dvarm shabakdusha. Many women are grandmothers already, and they haven't made it to shul to answer barchu after their baby. Which is, by the way, you know, people want to know if you need to make a kiddush when you have a baby girl. I don't know, but it's a good idea. You know why? Because maybe then you could get the wife to go to shul and answer barchu. And then the husband will get an aliyah. The ikar chiyuv of getting aliyah when you have a baby is not before the bris, it's when the wife comes to shul. Not only that, the woman is not allowed to leave the house before she goes to shul. Unless she has to take the baby to the doctor. Otherwise, she wants a pair of shoes, she has to go to shul, answer barchu, and then she could go shopping. If the yartzeit is not on Shabbos, but it's in the following week, it's not a chiyuv that would push off the father of the kid. Nevertheless, if the yardside is during the week, we call up the yardside if there's no other chiyuv. What if there are many brothers and they all have yardside? They're all chiyuvim. An avel within the year of the avelos, the Rama says in Yeradeh Simin Shin Ayin Vav, the minog is he gets mafter. For how long? For 12 months. Says Amate Ephraim. What do you mean? But he already stopped saying Kaddish. What does it have to do with Kaddish? Kaddish is 11 months, mafter is 12 months. However, if they sell mafter, says Rabbi Yashav, you could sell it. And the Avel can't say, no, I need you to put away mafter for me. How much are you going to pay? No, I'll take care of it. What does he mean? He's going to put a quarter in the pushka. No, you don't have to give it to him for that. Now, here's something very interesting. can you argue that what if you don't sell it? And most shuls, they don't sell it. So now what? The shul stuck to give the poor Avel an aliyah every Shabbos? No, I say no. Maybe this is now, I'm saying my own opinion. You could disagree with this. I say no. Because you're always selling it. Whenever a shul gives out an aliyah, they're selling it. There's a reason why every aliyah that's given out in a shul has a cheshbon. Maybe the person helped out the shul. Maybe. So it's always barter. The aliyah is always barter. I don't know. But again, the Rama does say the avel. I would say that's on the side of the avel. The avel should try to get the aliyah. Does the shul have to give it to him? The same way they don't have, if they sell it, they don't have to lose money. It's almost always that's the case. Okay. Now, what if, this we discussed last week a little bit. What if somebody has yard site boy b'yoyim? Which aliyah should you get? Should you say, well, I'm a chiyuv, so I shouldn't get maftir because maftir is an extra aliyah, or should you dafka get maftir? The Shari Ephraim says he should get maftir. The Gesher Achaim says he should get maftir. The Chazoinish took maftir. The Stipler took maftir. However, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Vosner, says no, you should take an aliyah from the Shiva Kruim. Now, what if you have Yardside Boy B'Yayim? Do you get an aliyah the Shabbos before? Rabbi Yashiv says no. Rech Sam Soifer says that on Shabbos of a yard site, also, you're Yala Vein Shiva Kruim. So if you have two Bala yard site on 1 week, let's say you have two Bala yard site, one on Shabbos and one in the middle of the week. So the one who has yard site in the middle of the week should get Mafter, and the one that has yard site Boy B'Yayim should take that Shabbos. Reb Chaim Falaji says, when there's yard site on Shabbos, you get two Shabbosos. You get the and the Iker, not like Rebbe Yashiv, is on the Shabbos before, not on Boy B'Yayim. But Lahalacha, we would follow Rebbe Yashiv, that the Iker is Boy B'Yayim. But should you take Maftir or Me'echad Mishiva Kruim, it's a Machlokes. Shar Ephraim, the Gesher Achaim, Chazoinish, the Stipler, they say Mafter. Rabbi Yashib, Rav Ozner, Mishiva HaKruim.
In the Tzvire Halachas of Nagilis, that Sefer Rabbi Yashib says you should take Mafter. And that's how Sukhabun Cohen in his Archival Law of Nagilis reports from Rabbi Yashib to always that Mafter is better because you saved them all the brachas. So he's quoting, Dershu's quoting Rabbi Yashiv Le'idach, but in Tziyonei Halachos and Avelis, he says, no, take Bachter.
Mm-hmm. And Art Scroll Paskins that way?
Yeah.
So we have to go to Art Scroll. No, I hear. Okay, so in that case, you have the Gesher Achaim, you have the Shari Ephraim, you have the Chazoinish, and Rabbi Yashiv's Shita seems like it's questionable and more side with that you take Mafter. Okay. Now, let's try to understand, what is this idea that when the wife goes to shul, you're a chiyav? Probably most people maybe never even heard of that. They all know, everybody knows you're a chiyav when you name the girl. You're not a chiyav. When you need to name a child, you're not a chiyav. You're a chiyuv when the wife goes to shul. Why? This is very important. He says, "V'im ha'yard site enoy b'yom ha'Shabbos ragbira avi ha'yeled b'Shabbos k'she'ishtoi bria v'hoylechaz v'esgnezem mechuyv l'kroisai aval amhichoylev eni yochalelech enoy chiyuv ad shatelech." You're not a chiyuv. Ah, you need to name the kid. Good. You do need to name the kid. You don't have to get an aliyah. Vimu arboim yoim lezachar, oy shmoinim lenakeva, hu chiyuv av she'eno hoylechas. If 40 days are up after a male, child, or 80 days of a female child, even if she doesn't go to shul, he's a chiyuv to whose man havas hakarban. That is the time of bringing the karban. Where does this come from? It's from the Magen Avram. The Mikrai Kodesh says what this means is 41 days from the Leda. Like the Rambam says, the Yoledus does not bring a karban on the 40th day, only on the 41st day. The Reb Chaim also explains that's what the Ber Halacha means. The Levush explains that the Avi HaBen or the Avi HaBas is Mechuyev in Aliyah when the wife goes to Shul because it's B'makayim Havas Karban. The Shari Ephraim says when he's Oyla L'Toyra, he's Menadev Tztaka Kedugmas Karban. What if the guy already got an Aliyah and now the wife comes to Shul? 3 weeks later, you're mechuyev to get another aliyah. What about when you want to name your daughter? Are you a chiyev? The Bir Halacha doesn't say one word. The Das Torah says you're also a chiyev. Rav Chaim Knievsky, brought over here, also says you're a chiyev. What if you had a daughter and you want to give a name and there's a yardside boy b'yayim, who gets kedima? Says Reb Chaim, the yardside is so weak, even this newfangled chiyuv of naming your daughter could have chiyuv, presence over the yardside. So, you know, the people who have a yardside, they come to shul, they think they own the whole shul just because they bought some Danishes or something. Look, it works. However, the yardside is the weakest of all the chiyuvim, except for Avi Hayeled Koidem Hamila. That's the weakest of all the chiyuvim. Okay, Rabbi Say.
Recording stopped.
The day of the Mila means not the, meaning it's not the day of the Mila. Koidem Hamila isn't
happens or before the day of the Mila. Not sure. I would think it means on that day because there is no chi of Kaidam the Mila. You're not a chiyuv.
It's very weak.
No.
What's
the chiyuv of Kaidem the Mila? There's a chiyuv to get Aliyah Kaidem Mila on a Monday?
The Kaidem Mila means the day of the Mila?
Chayra. Unless he means Shabbos Kaidem Mila. We never had that there's a chiyuv to give an Aliyah to a father of a kid Kaidem the Mila.
Father, any new
father, the only time is when the mother is there or by the mute. Here, look. Okay. Yard side hu chiyuv. Vinid chum im chutz mi chiyuv ayel va'afilu im amila ba'oisai Shabbos. In other words, I think what he's talking about is it's a Shabbos before the mila. So Shabbos before the mila, the Avi HaBen is a chiyuv. So the yard site gets pushed away from everyone, except for Avi HaYeled Koidem HaMila. Even if the mila is Boy B'Yom on that day, the yard site will still have precedence over the Avi HaBen Boy B'Yom on that Shabbos. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.